amount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Saturday he had a long conversation about the situation with Iran's Foreign Minister Jawad Zarif, and it appears the seizure is in retaliation for Britain's detaining an Iranian tanker in Gibraltar.
And it's clear from talking to him and also statements made by Iran that they see this as a tit-for-tat situation following Grace One being detained in Gibraltar. Nothing could be further from the truth.
2 weeks ago, authorities in Gibraltar detained an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. For much of the United States, it's hot, even dangerously hot, but while many are searching for refuge inside, some folks are enjoying the outdoors. AP's Julie Walker reports.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
15 people were killed and another 15 were seriously injured following an explosion at a gasification plant in China's central Hunan province. State-run television said the blast occurred around 5:50 local time Friday in an air separation unit. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno in the capital of Quito as he continues his Latin